Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One thing that seems to be at, we've been doing the show 5 years. I'm going to guess that this is a main talking point for us for 4 of those years. The continued concern over red zone success for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're still just bad there. And I guess part of it is like, I'm tired of watching them be bad there. Because for all these times that we say the Chiefs play closer games than they need to, well, a lot of those could be resolved by simply being able to get the ball in the end zone from the 2-yard line for the 3 previous attempts so that Andy's not tempted to again kick a field goal on 4th and 1 from the 1-yard line. What is it about this team in short yardage and goal and red zone stuff that continues to plague them?
Yeah, it's a longstanding thing, no doubt. And you just lost Isaiah Pacheco, who, of course, is a big weapon for you in the red zone. That's not going to give you much more confidence. The one thing 2 weeks in the season that we've seen, though, across the entire NFL and why it's like, okay, not much different than everybody else so far, is that just 9 teams in the entire league have actually converted over 50%.
So it's pretty bad
of
right now
their
everybody.
Red zone drives into touchdowns. If you're wondering how that compares to a year ago, through 2 games, it was 20 of the 32 teams. So it is down significantly. This is why offense is down so far early on. Teams
touchdowns
across the entire league are converting less of their red zone drives into touchdowns than they did a year ago through 2 games. By a wide margin, only 9 teams have done that. So the Chiefs are in the majority, actually, of the league right now in terms of their red zone success. I'm not saying you should be thrilled about it, but just let's keep that in mind. Kind of everybody is struggling right now.
So you're just saying lump it in, wash it away for a week, and then let's see what happens
against the Falcons on Sunday night.
Zach Jackson, who covers, by the way, Cleveland, he was around Kareem Hunt. Maybe that's a possible answer. He says that Hunt's a red zone guy.
He had multiple touchdown games, and that's what he is. He's a red zone finisher. He is a 3rd and 1.5, he's going forward to get it. So, you know, I think he's slowed down. You know, I don't think he's the same player. But the last I saw of Kareem Hunt, he was not overweight. He was in shape. He was anxious. So I do not believe that he's going to give the Chiefs a 45-yard touchdown round this Sunday night, right? But over the course of the next month, I'll be surprised if he doesn't give the Chiefs some 1-yard touchdown runs.
Now, remember, he's starting on the practice squad, so
It could be two weeks
before potentially he even is available, or at least this not fully 2 weeks. You guys get what I'm saying. Second game of this upcoming stretch. It could be the Chargers game before he's maybe off the practice squad, best case scenario, and reasoned expectations. But yeah, on the short yardage, it's 2nd and goal from the 1. Usually that's a Pacheco carry. I'm still thinking, unless he really struggles on Sunday, I still think those are Carson Steele carries. And I know he's a rookie. Kareem Hunt will get some of them, but I also believe Carson Steele is going to have an opportunity in those specific short yardage situations too.
I think that he will. I'm actually kind of fascinated to see the way they play it out, because Carson Steele will get his chance to be the short yardage guy over the next couple of weeks. But if the same problem persists in the red zone that we've seen and they don't convert, well, then I don't know why they wouldn't give Kareem Hunt a chance in those short yardage situations. Now, when I said, like, I think I tweeted in the middle of the game on Sunday, Carson Steele should be the short yardage back for this team. Well, I said that before Pacheco got hurt and before I knew Kareem Hunt was going to be a possible option for them in the short yardage. I guess the part that frustrates me is this is as good as I think they've had it in 3 years with targets that should work in the red zone. They have Rashee Rice, who works in that short yardage, body people out, jump over their head type guy. That's who he was in college. Travis Kelce's always been a very good red zone threat. Samaje Perine's been good in the red zone. You would think that, and even just like the speed capabilities of getting Xavier Worthy to an edge or McColl's ability to score touchdowns over the course of his NFL career, they seem to me to have some guys who have been pretty effective in the red zone, and yet I'm staring down the barrel of the same thing again. That's only two games, I'm not sent into a panic, but I would like to see some red zone improvement over the next month or so.
Sure.
To feel like it's not going the way it has over the last 2 years.
But a lot of the guys you just mentioned there, like, this is the balance and where it's, you know, the criticism that happens. If it works, it's creative and it's unbelievable play calling. If it doesn't, we call it way too cute. I still think there's some element, and it's just not Andy Reid style, where people are like, hey, it'd be nice to be able to go single back and just hand the ball off to your running back and your offensive line can get pushed and sure. You score from the 2 yard line.
Sure.
Instead, you know, like they did full house formation, Leo Chanel's out there blocking as a fullback. And that's fine. I'm not saying you can't do that, but it has been a very long time since you've just been able to say, you know what, I'm just going to hand it to my running back and the offensive line is going to get enough push without having to do anything quote unquote cute. But as I said, we view it differently. If it works, it's all of a sudden the most creative play call from Andy Reid. And if it doesn't, we call it too cute in fairness. And that's just the reality. I also think McColl Hardman, a lot of those opportunities in the red zone, they can just run the same plays with Xavier Worthy.
So sure.
Like we saw it in the week one game.
I would rather run that exact
20-plus
yeah.
yard run or 20, whatever it was, 22 yes. yards from Worthy. That was a play we had seen them run with McColl Hardman in the past. Those plays are now his plays.
And Hollywood should have factored into this, and now he doesn't. And Pacheco's a good touchdown scorer, and now he won't. So I'm not saying it's just be fixed overnight. I actually looked it up. They're 20th right now in red zone touchdown scoring percentage. They were 19th last year over the course of the season. 2022, they were a lot better than I thought. They were third. Like, they got the ball in the end zone. They were 12th the year before that. So it's been a consistent problem, but it's not a problem that
wasn't
we discuss
2022
every year.
The year where Travis had a ridiculously high number of touchdowns. I mean, I'm assuming a lot of those were Kelce red zone touchdowns.
I was going to say, I think that's something that I would look for. I know that he targeted him the one time in the red zone, and as Nate said yesterday,
he blamed Trey Smith maybe for it.
As Nate said yesterday, he was wide open on Wanye's touchdown, but I wonder if he'll be, because I think that was part of the conversation going into the season was, obviously now they don't have Hollywood and everything, but they have more than just Rashee. It opens up a little bit for Travis to potentially get more of those targets again, like in 22 in the red zone, sure. Because there's more attention on other guys. Just hasn't quite materialized like that yet.
The problem is that there's not attention on other guys yet until other guys prove that they're going to be touchdown scorers. And if they're not, if they're going to be 20th in the NFL, well, then they can triple team Travis Kelce near the goal line and kind of mess with things a little bit. My problem is like, and I, you know, it's so funny with the interior offensive line. It's like, how can you have the league's best interior offensive line and not be able to get a damn yard? Why can't they just run it up the middle? But this comes back to the same thing. I don't want to get back stuck in a conversation. I'm like, you know what they could do hypothetically to get a yard? Is QB sneak the
ball? That's not allowed. It's not allowed. You know that.
And I understand.
You know, that's just not allowed.
It is. The rules in the NFL still actually
not in the rules of the rules of Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes. It is not allowed, actually.
It's amazing.
It is not allowed. We are not going to see that as long as he's coaching Mahomes. We've always said, we're like, oh, well, they're doing the Super Bowl. They've been in a lot of these Super Bowls. I don't know if you noticed, and they're still not doing them then.
Well, I don't think they're going big enough. Instead of Leo Chenal being the lead back, let's bigger guy. I want like Karloftis, Chris Jones.
You want Pinnell in there.
I want Mike Pinnell. I want a bigger person running fullback. Chanel's pretty big. I want an even bigger body person running.
I don't need Karloftis or Chris Jones getting hurt on an offensive play.
Fine, Pinnell.
Sure. Sorry, Mike. I mean, but you know,
Leo's a pretty important player too.
He is, especially with the way the linebacking is going right now. Yeah, it's the athletic. Leo's got a little more athleticism there. Someone has suggested something that we have suggested in the past on the text line. While you're on the QB sneak thing, they said, well, just put Carson Wentz in. Said it about Blaine Gabbert or whatever a year ago. It's the same thing. And it'd be like, well, the teams would know you're doing it. It would still work.
Who cares? They know when Jalen Hurts is doing it. It doesn't stop them from being successful.
So a long-standing conversation. They're just not going to do a QB sneak with Mahomes. Yes, would I be fine with them just bringing Carson Wentz for a play? Totally. But that's they're not doing it. They're not doing it, man.
That might be the
But he runs all the time.
I know. But this
he runs happening. All the time.
I know.
Like just all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He gets hit in the pocket. He doesn't avoid injury like he avoids injury, but like he can be hit. like any other person.
That would be the most frustrating thing to me is we saw them go 8-yard carry, 8-yard carry, yeah. 7-yard carry, and then it's 30.
It's harder to score the there. I mean, that's every team.
I know, but you've got the ball on the 2-yard line against a team that stinks at run defense, and you have the best interior offensive line in the league. Everybody knows you're doing it, but like you said, that doesn't stop you from. It is amazing.
I see teams every week hand the ball off the 1-yard line and go inside the end zone.
But their quarterback, it's amazing. Their quarterback did not have a freak knee cap or whatever it was pop out against the Denver Broncos many years ago, head coach being the same head coach.
So Hollywood Brown had a freak injury. He's not allowed to run a hitch anymore. I mean, he can't run a hitch now because he got hurt on a hitch and accidentally hurt his shoulder.
No more slants.
I don't disagree with you, but also like I don't have to explain to you why that's a very different example. I like Hollywood Brown as well. It's a little bit difference of the risk of him getting hurt and what the team looks like versus Mahomes. Would I still do QB sneaks with Patrick Mahomes? Of course I would. But you also know there's a big difference between they're protecting him versus any other player, literally any other player on the roster.
The injury history of the quarterback sneak in the NFL. I can get 10 years worth of data. Mm-hmm. I can pull up every quarterback sneak in the entire time, and I'm probably only going to find Patrick Mahomes' injury once. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to find a single other time in which a quarterback was hurt on a QB sneak. Like, it doesn't exist. The math supports just doing it. I know he's not going to, so we don't have to
get we've done this for 3 years or whatever happened, 4 years ago.
But, like, it was funny because I felt this way a little bit more after Sunday's game because I wanted to go for it on fourth and a lot of other people, but that goes back to the week before for me, why they didn't go for it on fourth and four. It's the same level of conservativeness where both situations are a go. Plain and simple. Both are a go. The math supports a go. You can get 4 yards with Mahomes. They both say go. And I understand once slightly even more of a go because you're only 1 yard away from 6 points, not 1 yard away from continuing a drive, but they're both a go. And I just
And Andy's reasoning was he's
so aggressive in everything he does.
Andy's reasoning was they didn't get a yard when they were down there already in 3 plays and they wanted points. The ball's on the half-yard
line,
though.
And they won, so like I can't, you know. Sure. They won both games and I wanted him to go.
And that's the ultimate trump card that he has on everything, right? Yeah. I mean, that's
on the sneaks.
I'm not saying you can't be critical of decision making. We are. But man, the ultimate trump card is the multiple rings and the fact that this team is probably going to win 13, 14 games. And
he's a back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
They're the favorite. So, I'll go ahead and take, if that's the case, I'll go ahead and take the frustration with not doing a quarterback sneak. If that's the trade-off, every other fan base would take that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission as well.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.